Hey, check it out. You're smoking with your boy Joe Thunder. This podcast brought to you by Be Good Dispensary, our official sponsor. Bringing you the latest and greatest in hip hop and the arts and cannabis culture with co host Elvis Freshly and DJ Sin. Hey, what's going on? It's your boy Joe Thunder back once again. We got another episode of the Smoking Joe Thunder podcast for you. I got my homie Elvis Freshly in the building.
Yo, yo, what it do?
Just chilling. We got Be Good, our official sponsor, and we want to welcome back DJ Sin in the house.
DJ Sin in the house.
AKA Cynthia. She's been gone for about a week. How you been?
Good. Just got back from New York.
Out living lavish.
It was really fun. I had a great time.
Dope. Good to hear.
Got back right in time. Because that hurricane came through. Like, I left at 7 in the morning on
Hurricane
Wednesday.
Hurricane
Slurricane. And then it was, like, flooding big time over there. Did you all see any
pictures
of that?
Pictures.
It's pretty bad.
Well, I don't know. Shoot.
Hell yeah. That's dope. Well, we're glad you're back, man. We got another banger for you, another episode. We got a cat from out of town. He goes by the way of Park Hill. Born and raised in Denver, Colorado. He lives in New York right now. But we got him and another guy. They're part of a crew called Life Crew. We got Deca One in the house, and we got Main Rock. What's going on, fellas?
Peace. How you guys doing?
Chilling.
Appreciate you having us.
Hey, appreciate y'all coming, man. Yeah. How y'all doing?
Very good.
The available.
Good or it's no good.
The available end of Life Crew right here in the house.
Yeah.
Right. Made it. Hey, it's all good. Shout out to the homies that couldn't make it today.
For sure.
You know, everybody's right. Fucking mad dope.
Hell yeah. But we welcome you, man. Like I said, you're from Park Hill. You're from Denver. You kind of stay in New York right now, and this is like a little trip out here. You guys had a show last night, right?
Yeah, the show. Been in New York for like 10 years, and just
damn, has it been that long, brother?
It's been a minute, yeah. Yep.
God damn.
Yeah, moved to LA for a minute, and then moved to New York 2 years after I was in LA, so.
What part of New York are you in?
We're in the East Village.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So what happened with the hurricane? Anything happen?
We were on a road trip. This is the second, when I say we, road tripping with my wife, made our way here for the show, but that's the second hurricane we missed. We're fourth floor, so I think we're all good, but
damn,
it looked crazy out there. The subways were flooded. Wow. And
I'm glad everything's good with y'all.
We're glad you're here in Denver, you know what I'm saying?
Right on, man.
Like I said, you guys had a show last night, right, man? How'd that shit go?
Yeah, man. I was sober, man.
You feel hungover, right?
I was sober, dude, but I feel hungover because...
That's that old shit, brother.
I know you can't hear me, but you can hear me in the recording, so that's what's important. But... man, it was dope, man. It was good. It was sold out before the doors opened. I don't know.
Damn.
Did you have any worries with the whole restriction? Because I hear they're pretty strict over there at that spot about the COVID.
I didn't think anywhere was going to be strict, man. And I was really surprised. Like, we got there for sound check and they checked our vaccinations or whatever, you know, tests. And we're making sure. So, man, I'm really appreciate that shit, you know. And it's like, because there's like a lot of stuff going on with that. Like, a lot of artists are losing shows, you know. And I don't want to speculate here, but I'm speculating that may have been why, like, Busta didn't show up to these last two shows he was supposed to do at Red Rocks and Mission, because he went on that rant on Twitter about how he's super anti-mask and anti-vax and like all that shit, and all of a sudden he didn't show up to them shows, you know.
Right.
And it's like, you don't show up to... You
don't
not
miss
Red
fucking
Rocks.
Red Rocks.
Big show, like, that's a big paycheck. Yeah,
that's
a big paycheck.
I was there, and a lot of people were disappointed.
Yeah, you know,
it's an amazing venue.
Everybody was there to see Busta.
I mean,
And
so,
that's
like, and there's other artists, you know, that have lost tours, and because of not agreeing with that, so it's like...
That's crazy.
I mean, if people are doing it, like, yo, it's like...
I don't want to get too into it, but I'm not about the vaccine mandate stuff. That was a policy they told me about 2 weeks prior, so it took me by surprise, and I... Yeah.
They didn't require you to do anything?
Yeah, they required me to get a test.
I'm
just saying, I think that's a very slippery slope. That's all I really want to say about that. But as far as New York, you know, that going forward, that's what they're doing with restaurants. And
I only have one place.
Tesla, like, is testing?
That's why I did the show, because I think they allowed people to get a test. But I'm just saying, that's not something that they...
No, but
piece to the venue, you know, like...
I heard they're assholes about that shit there, too.
They could do whatever they want to do, but I didn't know about it until 2 weeks prior until I made travel plans, et cetera. And the only reason I rocked it is because there was the option to get the test. And if there wasn't, I wouldn't have done it. And if there's vaccine mandate shows going forward that they're offering me, I'm not going to do them. And that's just what it is.
But I don't even think it's that. I think the majority of them are either vaccine or test, you know, like just prior to ultimately.
That's cool. And if so, if you leave the option for testing.
No, I agree with you. I think there's got to be the option, but it's like you got to be able to at least agree to that we have to at least know you're clean. Right.
Why not just take temperatures at the door? Honestly,
Well, some people can. I flew through COVID,
and like, I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, if you could fly, like that's.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But like, yo, because I went to Hawaii, and like, Hawaii is strict as the hell, you know? Like, what they require is like, when you get to Hawaii, you either have to show them proof of your vaccination or take a test right then and there in the airport, you know? So they know, and if you take a test at the airport, they have you quarantined until you get the results back. And it's because it's such a small community. That's how like how the spread happens on a fucking island. You know? People weren't affected by it until people started coming to the island, you know, with it. So ultimately, I don't know. Nevertheless, to your question, I was really surprised. Honestly, I didn't know like who's on what. What was anyone doing? Because they had just mentioned it, like you said, like right prior to the show. It wasn't anything before that.
Yeah.
No, there was a show there last week, and I wanted to go, but they were talking about you needed to have either a vaccine or test, and.
Yeah,
they just told me they were assholes over there.
Really? Yeah, I mean, I had no idea, dude. And like, that's why I'm real. If anything, I was just really surprised.
Nice folks. Everybody I dealt with was cool, but I definitely would have appreciated the heads up. And if I had known from the jump, I don't know.
You wouldn't have booked your flight, right? Or I guess you guys drove.
I don't know. I don't want to talk too much more about it. But that, you know, the show was dope. It was sold out, and I had a great time. And it was fun as fuck. Had the homies stay tuned, and a lot of other dope artists, Armed Rhymery. Homie Neon Brown for sure. Shout to Neon Brown.
Hell yeah.
Stay tuned, killing it.
Right.
It was funny, Incline was there, Meds.
Yeah, nice. Dope. Yeah, that's
just like old days.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to get to right there. If y'all don't know, like Deck is a part of Life Crew. So is Main Rock. And are you original founding kind of member?
Yeah,
Main?
There was five of us. It was me, A What, Jolt, Theme, and Skate when it started. And it was like
R.I.P.
Yeah. And fucking
How did you guys, I'm sure I asked you this last time, but how did you guys get the name Life Crew?
It was actually what's it called? It was another name that Jolt was gonna write. He was gonna write that on the low, Life. And then because before that he started painting with Scape a bunch. Scape and the homie Cape,
right,
from A&D, like back at the Water Yards. But he kicked, it was like me, Theme, and Ollie, and Dozer, our homie Jedi, and Joe used to always kick it. Like, that's what we always kicked it. We had another crew called BUS, and like Dent was in BUS, and Scribe. And so that's kind of like what we were doing. But as we started painting more and more, and then like Cape and Scape, we're coming around and they're painting with Jolt to grip. So then, like, and then Jolt was gonna start writing Life, but instead he's like, "Yo, I think we should start a crew called Life."
And so was it a graffiti crew at first, or was it a hip hop, or when it went from graffiti evolved into a hip hop crew?
You know, it was like me and Theme rhymed, and it was like we were starting to fuck around with music, and A What was starting to DJ at the time. But he used to write, you know, too, at the time.
He said he got caught, and then he quit.
Yeah.
He said he got caught once. He said, fuck this shit.
It wasn't made for it.
Ain't about that life. Shout out the homie A. What?
Yeah, no, by all means. But, like, he started, you know, that's the thing. It's like, because it was, you know, because of our age. That was the evolution of how motherfuckers got down.
Right.
A lot of fools came up, like, either writing or breaking, you know, in a lot of ways, and then started making music, you know, through that. And so, like, me and Theme were just rhyming and, like, at parties, you know, like, RTD and FR parties and, you know, back then, like warehouse parties type shit. And then it just went from there. And so it was really just graffiti to start. And it was like, cause that's when we were painting the most, was the whole thing. And then it turned into music shit because we met this fool actually, Deca and Ichiban, when they were like 19, cause they were forging papers to do shows.
You know? That's tight. Oh, yeah, that's right. He talked about that last time.
So, you know, like, there are these two kids that, you know, this little white dude and his Asian homie, little kids and they were rapping their asses off, dude. Everybody was like, who the fuck are these kids, dude? And fuck it. Nah, for real, man. And they're busting. And I think, and that was the thing, I think at that time, like.
Was that Unite?
Yeah, at the Unite that Mike Jones and Neil used to run. And it was like.
Is that where they used to have like people, like their college buddies go there and like cheer up and be all, get all crazy and hype everyone up? Like, you know what I mean?
To be fair, there was that rap group that was like these suburb fools that hella had like their college homies there. That,
right. Who's that?
You know, but I don't remember them fools' names, but I remember we did a few shows with them because they always pulled a crowd and there was always a bunch of Chads. And I'll never forget that. And it was just because they always had like a decent sized crowd.
Right. They had a lot of.
But it was like that. I'll say that, you know, like for what it's worth, like Neil and Mike Jones put a lot of different rappers in the room, you know?
Yeah, they did, not for sure.
You know, and it was hella like, I don't know how they knew all these fools, like, because, yeah, you know, and it was
and
like,
they were both spitters. They freestyled their ass off. They were good.
Yeah.
And that ultimately, yeah, you know, and that's what it was, is we got on a show with these fools. And it was like the first time, I think, you know, I know for me, like, it was the first time I ever, like, was impressed by anybody here. I was like, right. Damn, these fools are tired.
They were youngsters, right?
Yeah, and that was what was, you know, and not even that they're terribly younger, you know, than much younger than me, but it's just, like, at the time, you know, that spread feels a lot different.
Yeah, so someone's much 19, different when you're, like,
22, 23.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, you a kid, bro.
Yeah. You don't even know.
But, yeah, and then we just started right away. It was, like, so we just started kicking it. Decca didn't have nothing else to do. Come smoke cigarettes and weed and buy 40s and, yep, and listen to beats, dude.
Yeah,
and,
true indeed.
And so we kick it with Gunther B, dude. And that's all we did. Hours on fucking end. Right,
that was also like the mutual thing before we even met.
Yeah, because
the homie Adam was recording with Gunther B. And it was like the cleanest. I could never get my sound clean when we were trying to record things. And Gunther's production was already crazy.
Was on solid point.
Yeah. He was already really nice with the production. Then on the engineering level, he was amazing. He had an amazing ear.
Right.
So I heard recordings that the homie Adam did. And then, yeah, went to record one with Gunther B. And we met probably like a month after that through Unite.
It just happened to be at the show. And then it just happened to be that you got down with Gunther.
And then they put us through like a week trial. I don't even know. You came up to me probation. On a weird one. They're
on
like,
probation.
It was like, oh, Maine wants to talk to you. He's part of Life. Honestly, I hadn't heard of Life Crew. Right. I wasn't up on that. But they were all on an individual level. Like Escape was up. So I knew it was up with Escape. And but yeah, and then I had a conversation with you at Unite. And that was it. You guys came to like one show after that. And then like brought us in. You were like, we want to put you down with the crew. I was hype as fuck. Me and each, it was dope. And we were like, it was like all day, every day after that. Always kicking it, always making music. Yeah.
That was like your first introduction, right?
To Life Crew. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nah, but he was definitely doing, you know, obviously they was always kicking when it. We met him, you know, so it's like definitely.
Yeah, we had been doing stuff. We had a little Park Hill crew of cats, and we had early, me and Ichi had a group called Elemental that was like live instrumentation and four MCs. My boy Pablo, his brother Dan.
Right.
The other dudes from Debajo del Agua.
Yeah, for sure.
The homie Will on drums.
Had you guys recorded anything?
Hollywood.
We got an album out there that I don't want anybody to hear, but
oh, no,
it's actually cool, you know what I mean? But when you listen to old shit, you kind of cringe when you listen to old things, so. But it's a
hey man, that's a good album. Yeah, for sure.
Hey, talk about those early Park Hill days growing up in Park Hill, because you talk a lot about that. At least when we did music together, you were always mentioning Park Hill and growing up wearing the Ninja Turtle shoes, slanging weed.
Yeah, just that. I mean, it was that, like there's a whole like I feel like everybody. I mean, not everybody, obviously, but a lot of the homies. But there's a group called Benevolent Souls that did stuff. They also did live hip hop, and the homie BD Beyond, who was later in, he was in like the earliest iteration of Pirate Signal,
right?
With Jonas. So Jonas, and we grew up with Jonas, the homie Gora, the homie Shmeez, this dude Jama.
R.I.P. Shmeez, right?
R.I.P. Shmeez, absolutely. And the homie Jama, who's actually like the first dude that I heard freestyle. I didn't even know freestyling was a thing, but he came to the crib and we were smoking in the back and he just blew my mind. So I'm like, I want to do that.
Just went off the top.
I was writing at the time, but anyway. So So that was kind of like the Park Hill, and Ichi lived right down the street from me at Ancient Karate, you know, that
he's a
dojo
ninja.
On Colfax. Yeah, he is. Yeah.
So that means you can freestyle now? Or is that
I'm rusty as a motherfucker. Back then I was sharp. Yeah. All of us were, but that's just, I don't know why that's something that fell by the wayside through the years, but when,
but like,
once
did
you
take
stop.
It take you a while to learn? Because I've
it's
always
hard
loved,
to get in a cypher.
Like, when people freestyle, but I'm just like, it's like.
We used to cypher. That's not, all we did.
Yeah.
Literally
but you
all
that
we did.
You saw somebody, or you saw him freestyle.
Yeah, I'm talking
but
like.
And then you, like, you had to teach yourself kind of like how to.
Yeah, I'm talking like 12 years old.
Oh,
shit,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
I think
after that, I mean, that's all we did is sit in my backyard, smoke, and freestyle for, you know what I mean?
Hours on end.
And then throughout high school, it was all just about, like, house parties and ciphering. Yeah. That was it.
Is there something you suggest for people that are trying to learn how to freestyle? Like, did you read a lot of books or, like, or just, like, what?
None of that. We just did it.
Okay.
We just did it.
Repetition.
And got better at it. Yeah. And like,
this can be a natural artist.
I wish there was like recording. Well, maybe it wouldn't happen. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
There's like some legendary ciphers that I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Sometimes you just like caught the Holy Ghost, and,
right?
And something magical happened.
Shit.
And
yeah,
I wish that we had some of that, but it's gone. It's out there in the ether somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's in the
it's
out there.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, I think
you were there. You were there.
The first time I met you was you freestyle. I met you at the Snake Pit, and then we went to some party at some
which is your mom's house.
Huh?
Which is your mom's
which is
house.
Now your mom's house, yeah.
Oh, the Snake Pit?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that place you performed last time on Park Avenue was your mama's house.
But no, I guess Snake Pit was the joint park. Right by Wax Tracks, which is now called your mom's house.
I did not know that. I was confused. But
you just haven't been down there for a minute.
Yeah, we went to the Snake Pit and you guys performed, then we went to some party afterward. I remember Christina and Dana were over there and you guys are freestyling.
Damn.
That was back in the day. That's like early.
Yeah,
like early.
Hanging out with
that's when, what was the fucking website? Fresh Sites? Is that
fresh
what it
sites,
was?
Bro.
Remember? Everyone
that
would be
was
on Fresh
shit.
Sites and shit? Like that in 12 ounce? Like,
I loved that shit.
That shit was crazy.
I was a little behind on all that internet
graffiti
stuff
website.
At that time.
It was the graffiti
you don't see much
website
of
Denver.
Oh, okay. Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Back in
yeah.
the day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was the shit.
Talking a bunch of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody's on all the comments.
Right. Hey, so when did you start? When did you record your first like couple songs, your first album? When did you start getting serious about it?
I think it was like right going into my freshman year. I recorded the first song ever with my homie Cassidy. Also, rest in peace. The Color Gray. I was homies with his little brother Casey, and so they used to bring me around. I was always the youngest cat. Casey was older than me. But he brought me to his and Cassie's FR, very legendary Denver crew. So shout to all those cats. Network Cam. Anyways, went to his crib and Casey told his brother I made music, and Cassie immediately was like, "Let's make a song."
Like that, right?
Yeah, nervous as a motherfucker, but yeah, it came out dope.
You remember the name of it?
It's called 2099. It's online. Somewhere.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Like on
my
YouTube?
Voice hadn't changed yet.
It's on YouTube. Is that what you mean, like online somewhere?
I think it's on SoundCloud.
Yeah, okay. I think on Color Gray SoundCloud, right?
Color.
Yeah. Pretty sure. Either that or Networks. One of the two.
Yeah, it was called 2099. It was about what the future would look like, and Cassie's verse is all about that, and mine is not about that at all. He's like, "Here's a concept," and I was like, "Okay, I'm just gonna write." Whatever I can.
Whatever you were feeling.
Yeah. Get these bars, man. Yeah.
No matter what. And then we were just listening to stuff that made it on the Film Mode DVD, right? You said you're about 19. What's the name of that song? The two we just played earlier?
Character Study.
Character Study. Yeah, that was the first one that Main and I, Main Ichi and I, that was the first song that we did.
Yeah.
Like really shortly after we met, probably 2 weeks after we met or something.
Yep.
Oh, damn. So that is like one of the first. Damn, that's a dope song for being
that old. It's a trip. It's old, man.
You know what I mean?
And it was one of the things. It was we were just chilling at Gunther's little apartment and smoking a lot. And
I remember
the song, and we just started writing. This fool started writing. He's like, "I don't know this dude about this." I was like, "All right." And
hey, can you tell a little bit about Gunther? Because a lot of people don't know about him, man. And he had like crazy ass beats. Like, I was listening, like, they're just always changing, but they flow like.
Well, that's the weird thing. That's how I met him, was through Fresh Sites, actually. Because
really?
Because the thing is, oh boy, Thotsky. Do you know who Thotsky is?
Yeah.
So DJ Thotsky is the one who started Fresh Sights, and then Nick Gunther helped him run it for a while, and then that's how I met him, was online on that, and it was like, you know, just chopping up with that. But
right,
you know, he was just, Gunther's just a record digger, dude, and he's just all about, he just digs.
I think he was definitely ahead of his time, like, right, just with samples and everything, layering shit, you know what I mean?
He's one of them dudes, like, he's very, like...
Way ahead,
like,
of his just, time. Yeah, his production, like, was...
He's one of them dudes...
Miles
really,
ahead
his
of...
His thought process is real meticulous about everything.
Yeah.
Like, he just, you know, that's, I don't know, he's just one of them brains, you know? And that's the thing, he was a big jazz lover and a hella digger, and, like, and... He just also, he was really deep in hip hop. Like, he, like,
live, breathe.
You know, all of the, like, all them West Coast cats, like D Ski and all the dudes who are, like, basically the behind the boards for, like, you know, Project Blow shit and Freestyle Fellowship, all the dudes that helped them on the boards and stuff. Like, he was cool with them, and that's where he learned a lot of shit from, I know. Like, and he used to, you know, fuck with them heavy and help run their shit too, you know, like some of their computer shit. And then,
what is that shit called now? Like the Project Blow shit, all that. Like, it used to be called, it used to be underground hip hop. I mean, but like now it's not, like, what is that now?
I don't know. Now it's beefing with Talib Kweli, dude.
Oh my God.
What did I miss? I don't even know.
Oh, man. Oh my God.
I just
God.
Seen some the other day with Tumex. He kind of went off a little bit.
These memes
shit
are ridiculous, bro. Oh my God. It's so stupid.
Enlighten us.
I don't know. Kweli dissed Freestyle Fellowship. He dissed Mike and Nine.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right.
In the song. Because
I guess they used to
just
live,
like,
together,
out of the
too,
blue?
From what I understand. Like, that they used to live together, and then I guess some shit popped off. I don't fucking know. And then I guess, but recently he dissed him in a song. And so that's why, and Tumex just, like,
went off on him, yeah.
You know, he got straight West Coast G'd up on him. You don't come after the Blowed. You don't come after Micah 9, Legend, Freestyle. And, you know, straight got gangster on him, and then he made a diss song, and then it was just like, damn, this spiraled out of control. But, like, because that's the, because that fool, L.A. Cool, had diss songs to Talib Kweli, like, a year or two.
Yeah,
two,
right, right.
Some static. And so I think it all has to do with that. That's all I know.
That shit's hilarious, bro.
Some old ass drama.
Yo, the memes are wild though. Yeah. They made Talib Kweli look all kinds of funny ways.
Talib Cosby.
Talib Cosby, bro. Oh, they're just doing him dirty. It's man, he fucked up kind of.
That's
fucked
funny
up as soon as he said anything about Mike and Nine.
Right, man. Mike and Nine. Right, yeah, I know. Come on, bro.
And now you got the West after you.
Right, and you don't want that.
The underground West, like, you don't want that.
It's tight that that shit's still relevant. Like, I mean, that those rappers are still so relevant that is happening. Like, they are
legendary,
timeless, you know what I mean? Like,
right,
like nobody, there's not rappers nowadays that will ever have that long-lasting effect. And they weren't top of the Billboards rappers. They weren't the hype at the time, but they had such a
so
huge,
influential,
real
you had to
following.
Sell CDs,
yeah,
and have
so
to be real and be in person and all
so
that shit.
So tight. Like, that shit's so lost, you know what I mean? But it's cool that we're talking about them and new memes that just came out about Talib Kweli. It's really dope. I just I just thought about that.
Like they say, if it wasn't for the West, memes, you rap cats wouldn't have to wear no bulletproof vests. You know what I mean? I need to watch that shit.
Even the underground, Tumex and L.A. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Pop off them, Kweli, oh my dude. God. Whoa, guys.
So pause. So you bro. It's crazy. Hey, can you guys talk about how, like you said, Life Crew started off as a graffiti crew and then how it incorporated the music? Because you guys had, like, several groups, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, it happened. Like, you know, like, it was just, we were kicking it. Like, you know, how do you...
Everybody was doing everything back in the day,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you know, it's just that, you know?
And you did everything until you found what you're the best at.
I mean, to be fair, like, Fate wasn't Life Crew, you know?
Right.
And Fate was more, like, just dancing.
It's a B-boy.
You know, so it was like, you know, and it was...
Fate's wild.
So... There's, I don't know, it expands in all kinds of different ways. Like, Africa Sam was in Life Crew.
We were just talking about Africa Sam.
Yeah, we were just talking about him the other night.
So it's like, you know what I mean? And it's like,
yeah, you just had some crazy ass fools in Life Crew.
And, like, you know, there's
Fate and Africa Sam were at Life Crew.
There you go. You know what I'm saying?
Fate's like, wild, yo.
But we were kicking with AC a lot.
Right,
you know, like,
right,
you know,
right,
so
right.
It was like, because, and it was a
for
thing,
sure.
It's like, because working with Gunther, he had his apartment, we'd always kick in, and I ended up moving in with Gunther.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where the studio was, so Decca and Ichi were there a lot, you know, and it was like, you know, cats were coming through, and, you know, it was just what it was, and you know, motherfuckers were painting, so you had a bunch of writers coming in and out of the house.
Right.
And, you know, Scape ended up living down the block, and then A-What lived down the block, and so he was up, but he was doing all the cuts, and then, but... because of him, like, you know, Tense and fucking DJ Thought would come around.
Right.
Function. And so there was just like hella fools, just always
just mad creativity flowing.
You know, so it just, that's how it grew and like kind of morphed into what it did. And then it was just like, then we ended up getting press as Life Crew. And then we ended up, because, you know, like we started, everybody was getting their own press.
Right, a little bit here and there.
And then we had also been doing our own work, and then we dropped our compilation, and that was what like got us all like this solid press. And then that's when we were like Westward's Best Crew and like stupid shit like that. But it was like none of it was ever, it just, you know, because crew's who you're around, right? Like, you know, I know some cats that wasn't TKO, that's TKO no type shit. You know what I mean? And it's because it's who you be around, you know. And it's like, and this is just during that time we were just around and learning.
And if you're putting in work, you want to be down, and you know you're bringing up bullshit, you probably get down.
And you're doing who's putting in work, you know, the way you want to put in work and shit. Right. And that's just really what we approached it as, you know, motherfuckers just trying to get shit done. We just want to make music and throw parties, and
do graffiti. I was telling them earlier, like one of the first like Colorado hip hop shows I seen where you guys, you had a night at the Walnut Room, and I think it was like really like when the first time like Pyro Signal performed A-What and Jonas, and he just, young black males. And I got it like on video. I recorded the shit too. And it's just, I remember being there for the sound check, and he's just fucking screaming his voice off. You know what I mean? And
Jonas is legendary, legendary performer, man.
And then you guys performed like all together. And one of my favorite songs was Blackboard Junction, because you guys are all on there. And we were talking about that earlier when I was listening to that second song on the Film Mode. I was like, fuck, this song is long as fuck. It's like, been like 7 minutes. You're like, that's how we made all our songs.
Yeah, five MCs on it. Everybody did 16.
Like, you know what I mean?
It's going to be a 5-6 minute song.
Don't even care, bro.
And the funny thing is about that is I wanted to buy your guys' CD, the compilation, and I went, of all people, went to Jonas, and he sold me the Pyro Signal CD. It turned out to be like a
work. I don't have the compilation, but I got this.
That turned out to be like the work CD.
Is
where
that
like
the girl, you know, with the red, the red and black.
The
and
red
white one.
Yeah, the red one. Yeah.
Yeah, Jedi.
Norma Hugh Manchild. That's what it's
Jedi
called.
Threw that at me. I went into Heart and Soul, and he was like, "You definitely want this." And he gave it to me. I remember I put it in my headphones, and I had big brand. I just got these headphones. And then at the beginning, it's like, I thought there was like jets flying. I swear to God, like freaking
he's
out.
He's like smoky and shit.
What's going on? And I'm like, oh shit, this is the song. Like, damn. But that was a dope. That was a dope one too, though. But you didn't get the album you wanted. Never did the old switcheroo on your ass.
Well, they had two CDs. I didn't specify, really. You know what I mean? It's kind of my fault, but I kind of knew, like, you know what I mean? As soon as I put it in, this ain't the one that I wanted. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, hey, can you talk about all the groups that have been in, like, Life Crew as far as rap groups?
That music shit at that time, like, what happened was, so me, Theme, and A-What, and the homie A-Woke, that was another dude, but he's in Kansas City. We had a group called Ideal Ideologies. And that was when we first met Incline, even. This was before we met these fools. And
right.
Incline and the homie Intricate and DJ Direct from Alabama. And they were all in Life Crew, like in the early
so
stages.
That, so
yeah,
so
like
DJ,
early on, that was super early
so
stages.
DJ Direct is your link to Incline from Alabama, right?
Yeah, the homie Kez, he moved out here to go to school for art. And me and Jolt and my homie Vinny at the time, we were just driving through Cap Hill, just looking at pieces and shit, and we ran into him just on the street, just walking, and, you know, he was like, oh, y'all right, you know, start chopping it up. And this was, like, when we first started making music, so it wasn't even, like, you know, it was just so happened that the four of us were starting to make music type shit together. And so it was Ideal Ideologies, and then that's when we met these cats, fucking Decca. So after meeting Incline, and then they were still living in Alabama, though, but they did a couple songs with us. And we met the homie Kayer and Drios and dudes in AOM around this time from Portland. And so, like, we started doing some shit with Kayer, too. And he, you know, he was down with our shit. And fucking he's out in the Bay now. But then a couple years later is when we met these fools.
Right.
So it was like, and then that added essentially Deck and Ichi. And they were the archetypes at that time when we met them, and then they changed to Prana. And it was them two, and then they brought around, like, the Park Hill Cats, which is, like, the Pyro Signal.
Yeah, sure
was. That. So it was, like, at the height, there was 14 of us that were making music total.
Damn.
And it was, like, but that's, like, producers, DJs, and everything, because, like, it was
total us everything.
Yeah, it was Gunther, and then A-Woke, and A-What, and then fucking Thought, Intense, you know, like, I'll handle production and DJ duties and to that degree. I mean, because Deccan and Ichi were making beats, too. And Jonas, obviously, this whole time.
Yeah, if y'all don't know, Deccan makes beats, too. If y'all don't know.
Jonas makes beats, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was Jonas like, taught me how to make beats.
He actually, I actually went in with him one day in a session with his MPC.
Yeah.
He's pretty.
Did he do that head? No, did
he? I was trying.
His head was really like.
Yes, exactly.
That's funny. Hey, what was the first name you wrote when you were doing graffiti?
Maino. Well, no, not technically, but like when I started. Well, when I started actually getting up, it was with Maino, and that's I battled that full manner and for the name at the time.
How'd that turn out? Well, obviously, you won.
Did you smoke that full
Maino? Rock. You turned Maino Rock like crew, bitch.
I'm still Maino, right?
Right. What is it? Right, A-Rab, I think that.
Oh, no, shut up. Yeah, that's who that was.
He on the table. He knows what's up. I tell him all the time. He's cool, though. You know, that's the thing. We're cool. We're old men. You know, that's what the fuck it is. But
probably dumb battling.
No, I mean.
One kid.
And I don't know. So there's another Maino now. I noticed some kid, some young kid.
From
I
here or just in general?
I heard he's from Thornton. Because I went and did a piece and then over at that wall on, up on 42nd. And then like about 3 weeks later, a month later, there was a Maino piece there, and it was it was just block letters. So I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, nah, it's nothing. Yo, it's nothing.
I ain't worried about that.
But that's
shit,
weird though. You do a piece, then literally like a week later, like someone does your name right, kind
of. Yeah, go write Junior next to.
But
yeah. Just second.
Shy. Hey, what about you, Deca? What was the first thing you were writing when you were doing graffiti? Because I'm sure you're catching tags and stuff.
I don't even want to say the first name; it's too lame. But I started writing.
What was the first cool one?
It's not happening. But, I started writing.
Let me tell you my first DJ name.
Okay.
DJ Synthesizer.
Synthesizer.
That is. Mine's
but I would
way
play the Outkast
shameful,
song
but.
Synthesizer. You know, but I laughed every time. I said it, so
God,
are you gonna tell us what you
think? Mine's worse. But I'm not gonna
worse?
Tell. Yeah.
Synthesizer.
I'm not gonna say
is it.
But anyway, the second was Caster, that's a little better. And then it was Deca.
Damn.
And you just kept your writing name for your rap name?
Yep. Yeah.
Wanna catch some new Deca tags around town or what?
I got loose after the show, actually. Shout to Meds and Jer. I'll just say that.
All right. Okay.
We didn't get too crazy, but
allegedly caused some
old man hijinks somewhere in the city.
Man, I was down in Rhino putting up stickers and posters, and it was during the day. It was posters for a show, and so I don't know who these fools were. There's some toy ass fools though, but they were going around doing wheat paste, and they were all excited, and they're older cats though, right? And I'm just putting up posters for the show, and dude is all, "What do you got over there?" And like, "Oh, that's a dope show, whatever the fuck, right?" So they obviously knew what was going down, and they're like, "Yeah, we're out here." One of them was like, "Yeah, we're out here, we's pacing, getting up during the day. That's so crazy, because I used to always want to do this, but I never did it. But now it's like everyone's cool with it here, so we could come and do it." And I just stopped and looked at him and looked at the homie, and I was like, "What kind of pussy shit is that?" Like, we used to get
let
up,
him live,
like,
man,
get arrested,
let him live.
You know, it's just
let
like,
him do that.
Dog, we're just in the posters.
Yeah, like that's like the thrill of it, right?
Like you're not even doing
that. Some toy ass shit.
I'm saying,
and you ain't even like, doing that shit.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like you're here now.
That don't count.
In the Rhino, you're not even. You know what I mean?
Yeah, in Rhino.
You're not
because that's where it's acceptable, bro. Like,
right.
You can only get away with that in Rhino.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And he was hype on it.
Is it easy?
Super hype. Hey, he was like that kid in New York that was posting the shit that got beat up. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, he went over that Zexor.
He was dissing fools and he was showing shit.
Nah, well, he went over that Zexor tag.
Bad move.
And he got fucked up and went and snitched too,
right.
I guess.
Then he called the cops. And the cops arrested him because he showed them what he did. He's like, "Oh, yeah, I did it right here." And like, "All right, we're taking you to jail now." Dumbass. Fucking toy.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Nothing even up. They couldn't even find the kid that punched him.
Wow. Right. Damn.
Hey, how'd you get your name, Deca?
It's not a good story. Eighth grade science class. Okay. The teacher said, Deca means 10 in Latin. And the teacher, all I did in class was like trying to get my hand styles up.
Yeah.
So that's what I was doing. And I didn't like Caster. I wanted to write something different. He said Deca. I was like, that sounds dope. And yeah.
You didn't like Caster or the
Or the first, the first
one. Damn, oh my God.
That first one.
I need to learn that one. I want to know that one.
But no, there was a crew in Park Hill that was called Pack, and they were like actually all really solid riders. This dude, Sight, the homie Alan Dominguez, he grew up right by Ichiban.
Right.
And he really put both of us on just style-wise. We didn't know about shit. I, you know, got a copy of, like, Subway Art and what's the other one called? Aerosol Art.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the first thing that got me even knowing what graffiti was. Right. And then my pops lived in Capitol Hill at the time, so then I started noticing everything,
right, you know,
and
I'd see pieces sure.
and just
right.
go sit there and stare at them for hours. And
yeah. Who are you trying to copy shit?
I was gonna say, do you remember the first sketch?
I honestly don't know, but I mean, obviously, like, there was one piece that is a mystery to me. I don't know who it was, but right over by Maury Middle School, where I went to middle school, like, there's a wall right anyway. But Jer, Took, Chase, Creamer.
Right.
FR Shoop. Cats, Shoop, yeah, TKO Cats on the west side and north side CWD.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, CWD. Crazy World Destroyers, yeah.
Crazy World.
Crazy World.
Crazy World.
They lit shit up on
mean
Federal.
Shit, yeah. And we'll breakdance fight all of you.
Yeah, breakdance no fight. Yeah.
This was a fuck break you up with all the fight. Shit and fight you, fight you.
That's crazy.
Shout out CWD.
Yeah.
Damn, that's tight. You remember seeing all that shit up?
All that, yeah. And so as soon as I became hip to it, I was just, that's right. what I did. Like Main said earlier, a lot of cats come into hip, you know what I mean, spitting or rhyming or whatever through graffiti. So same for me.
That's dope.
Yep. At least at that time, I don't feel like people are like that.
Right, at that time.
No, back in the day, like you said, you did everything, and then whatever you were good at, you kind of levitated toward. If you were a DJ or, you know, I'm a fat motherfucker. I couldn't break dance at all, so I left that shit alone right away. You know?
I wanted to be, boy.
Yeah, I wanted to, shit, but
that wasn't happening.
I'm not spinning on my belly, you know what I mean? That shit's not happening.
But shout to Tins. He's a little square motherfucker, but he gets it.
Solid boy, and he, yeah.
He
works. Yeah, he works at Be Good.
He works downstairs.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. He works at Be Good. That's my motherfucker.
It's funny you said that.
That's my motherfucker, bro. Shout out Tins. He's a super dope cat. Shout out, you know, big boys b-boying.
Absolutely.
Shout out. I mean, you know,
hard being a big motherfucker. Yeah. I'm just like,
did you guys rock any other element? Was there anything else you guys got into? Were you trying a little bit of everything? Or
it was really just graffiti and rhyming to me, and then the production
DJing
thing.
Did you just ever try? I mean,
no, I can't scratch for shit.
Can I get into it?
Making beats though.
No,
yeah,
B-boy,
making beats.
Didn't even mess around in
nah,
the B-boy
man,
realm.
No rhythm, no dance. Like, I avoided dance floor at all costs.
You guys like Carlson or what?
Yo, I'm just a bad dancer.
I've never seen Decker get it.
Nah, I don't think so. I haven't.
I seen Decker at the club.
Yeah, I might do a little something, but yeah.
I tell you what, I've seen
too many inhibitions to just like.
So you don't even dance by yourself at home?
Fuck
home,
no,
like,
no, I'm
not even
yet.
In the shower.
Deck
I mean, everybody dances.
Like when your jam comes on and you're at your crib by yourself, you don't like.
All I do is nod my head. That's all. That's all I do.
I bet you're a great dancer.
You don't do the ever dance. That's
funny. Yeah. No, just that. Graffiti rhyming, and then like, when I was 18, I moved into a crib with Jonas and five other cats.
Oh, it was over.
And he showed me how to use the MPC, and then that was it, man.
Some beats.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope.
And years before I think I got like anywhere
were you mastering your stuff and doing all that, or were you guys going to anybody specifically? Or
I don't think we were mastering stuff back then. I think we would just mix it to the best of our ability.
And that's
it,
put it out. Yeah. Oh, dope. Yeah. Dope.
That's what I'll say about Gunther is like, his shit sound like nothing sounded like that. Yeah. I'm like, the vocals are supposed to sit. He knew where everything
knew where
was supposed to sit. And every time that I had tried to record before that, it wasn't the sound that I wanted.
Right.
And he was the first cat that I met that it was just perfect, clean, dope.
That's
you know?
Dope.
Yeah.
That's super dope.
You got a shitload of projects too. How many albums total?
Including old joints.
Todos.
I don't know.
At least 10, right?
Probably 10, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Our mixtapes, probably more than that. Yeah.
Like I said, I was lucky enough, me and Sam, to do a mixtape with you and B Black.
Yeah, man.
Took maybe a year or two, but we got that motherfucker done finally. You know what I mean?
And all of that time period is like gone from my memory. I gotta say, I remember little bits and pieces, but I was kind of,
I'll tell you, we
not in the best place at that time. I'll just say,
yeah,
that.
Your music was reflecting it.
Yeah,
the original plan was to do a mixtape with you and B Black first, but then in the midst of that, we got like halfway done, and then Fo and B Black were there so much that we had so many tracks with them. We ended up putting out the Drama Kings,
mm-hmm.
and I think we put out one more, and then finally finished one with you.
Okay.
And put it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we were,
I
just
don't remember any. I mean, I remember being in the studio with you. Yeah. But I don't. Yeah.
We're over there, B-Boy Rob's deep.
Yeah.
Every night till 6 a.m. type shit. You know what I mean?
Remember that video? But just you playing that back.
Uh-huh.
I hadn't heard that in years. And B-Black was so nasty, bro. He was so good. Like all those verses. B-Black's
fresh.
Those hooks, yeah. Right.
All that stuff holds up. My verses don't, but his hooks and his verses.
Your shit kills
it too, bro. You're just hard on
Don't sell yourself short. Your shit kills it too.
Really, it was like very solid.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, you can Google that shit. Just Google Joe Thunder, Selector Sam, Decca, B-Black, Black and Decca mixtape.
This is news to me, by the way.
It's on Bandcamp.
I know where to find it.
It's dope. Hey, listen to it, because it's classic. And what we were doing is I don't want to call you like a backpacker, but you're like a backpacker graffiti artist.
Don't call me a backpacker.
But you know what I'm saying?
Get the fuck out of here.
All right, my bad. But we're getting like, we'll say underground. We're getting an underground artist.
I'll take that, yeah.
And we're getting like a gangster artist and putting them together and seeing what the fuck we got. And you listen to that shit, and it's some dope shit, because mm-hmm. we hear him and you do on shit that would never happen at all.
Yep, true.
And it's like some other shit. We tested y'all, and y'all fucking shined on that shit.
Yeah.
This is dope.
I think one of the first joints he was spitting. He was recording something at your crib. I don't know where that was.
Well, it goes back even further, because that was further down the road. Like, you were actually on the second one. The Dow and D.O., the Joint Chiefs of Staff, you were on a track with Dez, R.I.P., and D.O., the Fabulous Drifter.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And then you were on a couple other songs. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And you were on the first song of the Drama Kings, because there was like you, Fo, and like B Black. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so you were definitely like, I remember, like I said, the first time I see you, I was like, this was dope, man. I got to get them. When I started putting my plan together, you were definitely one of the ones that I wanted to holler at, and you came through, and you know, we got classic songs with your ass, you know what I mean?
Right on, man.
With other shit, like the top, like definitely top, you know what I mean? Yeah, like we have a top 10 tracks, you're probably at least 3 or 4 of them.
Appreciate that.
We probably have at least over 100 tracks, so I mean,
yeah,
you know, we appreciate that, you know. Shout out you and Sam, bro, and like, you guys were all on that too, everyone.
I was thinking, but that was a long time ago.
It was, bro.
That was definitely a long time ago.
Remember at Sam's and Cap Hill?
Yeah,
little mice running around and shit, dude, trying to shoot them with BB guns. Like,
that's wild, dude.
Don't kill them, man. Put them outside.
They're trying to jump me, bro. They're trying to jump me. And like, I'm a big dude, so it's hard to jump me. Like, when they're like 50 and they're trying to like take my hot Cheetos, bro, what am I supposed to do? Take my weed?
They're not doing nothing.
Yeah, they was, bro. You don't even know. Like, you don't even know.
First of all, they're cute as a motherfucker until they start running, and then you're like, anything that moves that fast.
Yeah, that little that fast.
No cap on Sam.
But if you see them in there just chilling.
No cap on Sam, but you never see Sam's crib either.
Cool, see him eating?
Yeah.
All cute and shit?
Fuck.
Then they take off, and it is pretty fucking nasty.
Yeah.
That shit's right there. Don't be shitting in my shit.
Right?
Nah, man. Hey, it's gross. Get him outside. Just get him outside. That's all.
Yep.
Do you guys have any favorite projects you've been on or been a part of? Not your own, maybe, but like
Thunder, Selector Sam. Shit, I'm just
other than those two. It's like I'll just
they're actually on a bunch of stuff. Like
I said,
Deca's on like
saying.
4 or 5 of them. He's on the song
any?
With the Mahi Kings with 20 people.
Dog, yeah. You gotta send me all that.
It's
really
all on
don't
YouTube. It's all I got you.
Yeah, we
okay.
that
yeah.
shit.
Send
we
me links, man. Because
actually,
I
we were just listening to the other day. Yeah. Jazzy Wolf was like, "I like to hear that song you got with 20 people." I was like, "All right, we play some like that's
yeah. pretty low. You coordinated that shit crazy. Like I mean, you and Sam.
Shit,
I don't know.
That's a lot of work. Dude.
Yeah, you like you guys pulled together a
like,
lot of people, and also
carried in the city's music.
The city ego wise at that time was just kind of off the chain, so everybody. There was I don't
was
know if there's ever really been a lot of support in Denver, period. So, but yeah, you pulled a lot of people
there was
together.
No money.
Yeah, dude, we'd always have a blast at the Snake Pit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that shit was fun.
Yeah,
we were so stupid, man. You think about that shit.
No, I do. Dude, no, the Monkey Mania place. I think about that warehouse where there are nails and you could fall through. And I'm like, dog, I'm so happy. Like, no one ever got hurt. That was nowadays. My ass gets sued whether nothing happened or anything. I get it. Like you said, a Chad in there just going, I'm going to sue this motherfucker. Look at this. Dude, I can scrape my arm on the nail. So, hell yeah, there's just smoking here.
Tetanus.
For real, dog. That's just kind of scary.
Yeah, Monkey Mania was wild, bro. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Like trying to fall through
crazy.
The floor. You come home stinking like cigarettes.
Yo, I'm telling you, man. Like,
that
well,
shit was
even
gross.
Before, I'm
that shit was disgusting.
It was.
And, you know, going to like RTD and FR parties, one of the things I'll never forget is RTD through a party or FR through a party on a fucking on Feds at the Sports Fan, right?
Oh,
it was
yeah.
just like a warehouse joint. Yeah. That's
damn.
All it was. And I don't know how they rented it out, who the fuck they knew, right?
Right.
But there was like, they built this makeshift stage in the corner of this warehouse. And I remember these fools in Jer, he had a group called Unseen Anonymous. And they were performing and they were wearing the radiation suits, like from Back to the Future.
Right.
They think he's an alien and shit. And him and I forgot who was in that group with him, but they're two of them in these shits, right? And they're on stage and they're rapping. And so it's a warehouse. And then where it was tucked in the corner, there was a wall and it was about 10 feet high. And it was actually like a second story.
Uh-huh.
But it was just a walkway, like on the side of the building on the wall, right? And that went over the office and shit and had storage. And so, and fools were up there smoking and drinking at this party, and there was a rail, like a handrail, like that shit was on there. And these fools are rapping, and these fools are all drunk up there, like on the handrail. Like, and all of a sudden, that handrail just gets
no,
away.
No,
and, like,
I knew where that was
people
going.
People just said, do, boom, onto the back of the stage.
No,
I'm trying to laugh, bro.
And,
no,
and everyone's like, oh, shit. Party stopped for a couple minutes, seconds,
oh,
and
no.
all of a sudden, it was just back on. Yeah.
That's funny, dog.
Oh, shit.
That for Afro Man, like about a month ago, tells a story like that. They're in this house in Mississippi, and they're going so hard that the fucking whole floor came in, bro. They all fell through. And they just got outside and took it outside.
Started partying again.
Keep the party going.
Right. Hey, you guys were part of that era, like house parties, like big house parties, without too much drama, but then it kind of got into drama.
A lot of drama sometimes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just depended. Some parties were cool.
You guys threw some sick ass fucking parties though back in the day.
That was definitely, I don't know. I mean, I'd imagine house parties still happen. You did house parties because you couldn't go to the bar, right? Like that was
But it was like the culture parties though. Yeah. It was like the scene parties.
It was
it wasn't.
That was my favorite shit, man. Once I turned 21, it was
Revolutionist.
Oh, man knows.
Just because this fool was younger, we'd be like, let's go to the bar. No, man, let's just go to a bunch of parties. I don't want to drive around drunk around the town to go to this party then this party.
Yeah, bars are whack, man. Man, house parties were so fun. It was the glory days.
I always talk about that Revolucionist party you guys threw, the Scion
damn,
art show, the party.
That
shit,
bro.
Revolucionist was sick. Yeah, that shit was
so
dope.
Many parties, bro. Like,
yeah, a bunch of shit.
I think when I started
the Bluebird joint.
Yeah, it was the Bluebird
show.
Bluebird
was
crazy.
I didn't ever make it in.
We like
everybody
partied
outside.
Sold that out, right?
Yeah, everybody partied outside too.
Yeah,
couldn't get in.
Big ass venue. Yeah.
It was tight. It was going
before
down outside.
The mainline release, we fucking filled out the shelter, and then we had that after party.
Oh, the shelter.
Because that's because of how thick we were. Like, we had half a live crew perform at our release party, and then half later in the night at the after party. And the after party was like another 300, 400 people. You know,
where was after party? Do you remember?
UAC. It was the United Artists Coalition for Kids.
I don't remember
which
that
I was a part of.
And it was like, it was a nonprofit over off of 6th in Santa Fe. And they had like a gallery space,
okay.
So we like built
a stage.
Oh, I kind of
think I remember.
And all that shit.
Both.
It wasn't a place where they had the Pirate Signal release, remember? Or the Bravehearts, or fucking not Pirate Signal. What the fuck am I talking about?
Black Arts.
Yeah, remember it was like right there off of Santa Fe, kind of.
In the alley of it.
Yeah, you go.
Yeah, then there. That was it. Like
by
it
the
was
liquor
that
store.
Parking lot.
Yeah. I remember that shit.
Yeah.
Just get real high and drunk.
That was the thing, too, is at that point, like, we started throwing our... When we got into venues, you know, we're also still doing house parties and, you know, shit like that, like, after our parties.
Right. Still had shit lined up from
later,
the other life.
Shit, the fucking Ogden House. I remember going there quite a few times after parties, ciphers and fucking booze and...
Whose crew was that, Gunther's?
Ogden House?
Yeah. No, that was, like... Tim Buck and,
and
Verbal
fools.
And a gang of fools. Remember
yeah.
there? We'd always go there after
like
Snake
Cass
Pit.
Had that shit in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
When he had the printing press. And I remember after an Atmosphere show once, Atmosphere performed at Ogden, and we were like 20. So it was like 2000, 2001, you know, and it was when they first started hitting. And Atmosphere and fucking, they were throwing a party there, and that full Slug was just chilling by the keg. By himself, not talking to nobody, just drinking, just watching everybody like a weirdo.
Oh, awkward.
Yeah.
That's why it was crazy. I always seen that place and I always seen For Rent, but I was like, it's a fucking mansion. I never, like, knew. Like, it was just a bunch of fucking rooms. And then. Yeah.
You're talking about the one that's like, there's an alleyway and then there's a house.
Right by 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Right by hotel. Right across the street from 7-Eleven. Yeah.
And I met Blaze one day, Tony, and.
He used to live there, didn't he?
Yeah, he introduced me to everyone over there. And I lived literally like a block away. And I was like, dang, they showed me the studio. I was just kind of on after that shit. Like, yeah. I was like, damn, there's a gang of fools over there. And they ever smoked weed, you know what I mean?
That shit was crazy.
I met Sid there. Sid's a character, dude. He used to roll like these fucking 800 blunts, like pinner blunts, fool.
No, I seen one.
What the fuck? Like, I'm like a pinner blunt. Yeah. Like, I can't even.
I seen one.
Sid Fly? Who's that?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All those casts. That's like a a big place
for a blunt. Was like this.
Exactly. Exactly, man.
Yeah. It's no good.
All bad. Is there weed in here?
He's like, I think I got a joint.
Shout out, Sid Fly.
Oh, that's my dig.
He's is like, that a toothpick?
Yeah. It's <that's> bigger than that.
It is a toothpick. It is a toothpick.
Hey, what kind of projects you got coming out, man? Because I know you're always working on music. And last time I seen you was like 420. It was probably like, what, 2-3 years ago?
Yeah.
When you performed with Felix and AC was there. And I went and fucking Apple Music your shit that night, and you had a gang of albums that I fucking hadn't seen. And it was like when you were a performer, like you had cats there that knew words to every song. I still think
crazy,
I have video
man.
Of that
still
shit.
Crazy, me. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, every show. It's a trip.
Hell yeah. What kind of music you got coming out?
I have a instrumental album that'll be out this year that I did through a small label in the UK called Def Press. And they essentially gave artists access to a lib. You guys know what's up with like production library music, like KPM or Day Wolf or a lot of heavy produced. I mean, it's stuff that people pulled from forever, but it's like production library music that like way back in the day in the 60s and 70s they could use for commercials. So they would just make stock music, but it was incredible. Wow. You know?
So you produced this album yourself?
Right? No, so essentially they gave us access to like the KPM archive.
The archives.
Yeah, also Conroy and Theme. And,
damn.
I think there's one more label I can't remember, but they gave me access to this whole archive and Jesus. Let me do what I do.
Endless so possibilities.
Do what you
too
want.
Many possibilities,
wow,
man.
Bro,
but
that's insane.
So that's it's so a crazy. Short joint. It's all instrumental. I think it's 8 tracks.
Damn.
So that'll be out this year, and then working on another joint that I'm pretty far along with. So hopefully early next year with that one.
That's dope.
Hey, will I be able to get my Free Flow on to your instrumental CD?
Absolutely, you can. Yeah.
Free Flow.
Yeah.
Hey, I've been
can we hear
flows?
Something?
That's old ass.
Free flow.
Free flow. Can I
free flow? If you don't
hey,
know,
you think I'm gonna be able to free flow on your instrumentals?
Hey, shoot me the link. I'll buy it up, bro. Yes. I come out with a mixtape that night, homie. Shit.
Free flow.
Yeah,
I come out with a mixtape that night and then a remix.
Fat
mixtape
Jesus.
Fat Jesus.
Yo, that's
Glide
his,
on Gravy. That was when I used to have long hair. I don't know. I had long hair. That's when I was Fat Jesus.
That was his
If I
want to
be Fat
alias.
Jesus, I guess I got to quit with the fades and grow my hair out some more. But it grows.
Do it.
I got a lot of hair.
It
I got a gang of hair. Yeah.
It turns water to gravy.
I ain't saluting like this. I ain't saluting like
that's
this.
That's what he said, bro. I
saw, that hairline, I'm saluting like this.
I didn't
what
make
up,
that
sir?
Shit
what
up.
Not up here.
Fat you know. Jesus did. What do you do? Wow, right? That's your superpower?
Yeah, Fat Jesus.
That's the best thing I ever heard.
Gliding on gravy.
It turns
water to gravy.
Turn water to gravy, bro.
So let's just get it started early and
right
get
before
some extensions
Thanksgiving.
For you.
Yeah, I don't know that's about so that. Sick. I could just always get a wig. You know what I mean?
That's true. That's true.
Swing it.
As long as
you know what I mean? Oh, just put some super glue. Make sure that shit don't come up. What was that shit they're putting? The Gorilla Glue on the weaves or whatever?
Why? And pulling scalps out?
I just can't
everybody
knows about
that.
That's
a challenge.
So funny. That
that's a challenge?
Like, it was so some shit like that. People were doing that motherfucker.
I think, I don't know, bro. I really just, I seen that shit on the internet.
I think everybody did. I feel and like. Then, well, and she's like,
except
rich,
for
like,
me, I guess.
Hey,
I
this one girl, like she did a GoFundMe after the fact to. Like,
she fucked herself up, right? She got a hospital bill,
and she made a bunch of money. Wow. And then so other people started copying her.
Make some money.
So, I don't know.
Did they make money to her? Nah, people were hip to it like, already. They're like, nah. Yeah.
Make money, 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 make money, money.
Yes, it's wild.
Hey, how you like living in New York, man? Is you like it better than Denver, obviously, because you're staying there, right? You're still there.
If I had my way, I'd have something out here, too. Yeah, so hopefully.
Yeah, like a little.
I want to get my money right, and hopefully that I might, my whole family's out here, so right. I would really like to get back here more often. And my wife's whole family's on the East Coast, so that's a must. But I love it out there, man.
Where
I love
would you
New
be
York.
For winter?
Oh yeah, right. What's worse, the here or there for winter? Because somebody asked that.
New York,
there,
bro.
Oh,
New
it's
York.
Brittle as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the streets
that.
Are like
that
little
that humid
corridors.
Cold weather. Oh gosh.
Yeah, it's, yeah, it gets
it's brittle.
Cold.
It's brittle.
It gets
I can't
cold.
Even, I thought
brittle.
I was
just
one
a
day.
Little. Call me Mister.
D'Angelo.
I'm ready, bro. I'm ready,
get
bro. Oh, I'm ready, man. You know, I was listening to what we're listening to Chopaholics earlier. They're freestyling the whole mixtape, and I start going with the chopper screw. Just getting it.
Just
get it,
Rob.
You know,
yeah,
shit.
Oh my God,
bro. Don't even swatch, bro. I'm gonna come back next episode. It's gonna be on.
Fucking fat Jesus.
I'm gonna go home tonight, bro.
I'm gonna hold you to that.
Cause I ain't gotta work tonight. I ain't gotta work tonight. So I'm gonna go home. I just gonna practice tonight, just all night, just.
Yeah.
Free flow.
Yeah, free flow.
Wait, what was that?
Hey, I was trying to actually think the other day when we were talking spin. About the beatboxing shit. What spin. Were the two words to beatbox? It was cuts and
boots and cats.
Boots and cats. We were talking about beatboxing. Yeah, boots
that's
and cats.
Boots and cats. Without the syllables, right? Bro, that was a terrible. That was one of the funniest podcasts.
Dude, that shit was. We had a.
Who was that with?
Neighbor Nay and AP.
Oh my God, it was a mental health.
So it's like, it's two
it was
episodes.
A mental health episode.
Yeah. It's two episodes. The first was the mental health. The second was just hot.
The second one, we
fuck,
needed
bro.
Mental health.
We're talking about aliens. We're beatboxing. Freeze
is
funny.
Yeah, it was funny as fuck.
It's a good classic. Word.
It was
definitely.
It was so good.
What's
what
up?
What are you talking about? Oh, I am an alien?
Yeah.
I think we're all aliens. Yeah. I think we are the aliens, yeah.
We are aliens.
Yeah.
Hey, are the rats really as big as they say in New York?
Big as fuck, for sure.
They're bigger than me?
Man, COVID lockdown, they were going.
Two of them are.
St. Mark's was crazy. There's
maybe like the horse-like costume, you know what I mean? There'd be two of them.
There's two New York rats that are bigger than you, Joe.
God damn.
They live under the subway.
Splinter and.
The Rat King.
Yeah, the Rat King.
You said they started coming out during lockdown?
Crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
All the animals.
They own the streets,
out.
But no, I think they're also starving, bro, because, you know, restaurants weren't open, so they weren't throwing out food. So, yeah.
Like, fuck it, I'm going to eat this tree.
Hey, you said they run the
survivors, man.
You said they run the streets, bro, but I saw some video where there was this posse and they're like 50 deep and they had all these little small dogs and they were like going out at night and catching rats, fool, and they caught like 100 rats.
Dog. Let them live, man. That's what we were talking about earlier. Just, yeah.
Anyway,
I'm being a little hippie-ish and whatnot, but that's my view.
Like,
I don't
care. You're about to take a dump and you lift up the thing and the rat's right there just chilling, bro. Oh, man.
I might kick it or
something. You're not
one to,
you know.
Like, just get out of my...
Yeah, you're just not one to take something's life, bro. You're just, who lets you just be God, you know?
But you know what's fucked up is we eat a lot of meat, too, though. It's like the same.
Well, hey.
I eat fish because I'll kill a fish. I've fished and I will.
I'll kill a fish.
But
yo, they say fish are some of the most sentient beings in the world. And overfishing is a huge issue right now.
Absolutely.
Deca would kill a fish.
It's humongous.
That's on record.
But like,
what you said and what Deca said.
Right, but
I'm not on any moral high ground.
How's
you know
issue?
What I mean?
How's
everybody
it?
Has their things
and
thresholds.
In the
and I will
ocean.
Kill a fish.
I'll
eat that motherfucker up.
Because there's not enough fish or something?
There's while we're killing off their environment, their ecosystem, so they're not able to reproduce the way that they're supposed to. The
Yo,
fish
well,
are being
see
overfished.
What happened in the Northwest with the heat up there and it
cooked
the ocean?
Yeah,
man. Like,
these fish
are just
floating.
Yeah,
yeah, it's wild.
So hot.
It's wild. So I mean, hey, you know,
wow,
everything.
I just think
hey,
you're supposed to just grow your food up in your
Real quick.
Your house and shit.
Call it
if you can,
because we were fucking up.
We are definitely fucking up.
We are definitely
to say the least.
But we're also comfortable. We ain't ready to make the changes necessary.
I think we're starting to though. I think there's things happening.
I mean, yeah, but if they're not posting about it, it ain't even happening. So
that's heal the world.
It's all fake. Fucking
the world.
Make it a better
Everyone's
place.
Doing fake social work and shit. Yeah.
For you and for me and the
Maine believes in humanity. Race. Maine and believes in humanity.
There are people dying.
There That's are awesome. People crying.
Y'all know about Michael Jackson?
Was that was beautiful, man.
You're amazing. You sound just like him. Honestly, for a quick second, I was like, Michael?
Michael, if you come back from the dead.
Mike?
Guys, it was just me. That's all right.
Holy shit. Oh, Maine.
That was a Michael Jackson impression. It's pretty impressive.
You're welcome.
Oh, bro, yeah, it's pretty serious.
We are the world, though. There's so many artists on that.
Anyways, yeah, back to that point. Mm-hmm. You do have to take that shit serious.
Yeah.
Start being conscious about what you buy, how you waste it.
Cereal.
All that shit. At least try, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Watch a YouTube video. It's actually pretty easy.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Hey, what's your social media, man, so they can check out your music? And same with you guys. I know you guys.
No, man, I'm trying to save the earth over here, bro. I was still talking
about.
Hold on, bro. Oh. This is our platform to save the earth right here. No, I'm just kidding. All right, I'm sorry.
Take care of the planet,
you guys,
man.
Did you guys see that Westward article, though? I just saw this. There's like a. Shit, I hope I don't fuck this up. But there's a essentially like fossil fuel conference at the Nature and Science Museum.
Mm.
And anyway, it's all a big talk about going green.
Right.
And these, you know what I mean?
How
the same motherfuckers
the
that destroyed,
right.
that no, are destroying, are talking
well,
about.
Wow, dude, during the last election here, the amount of money that, because there's so many fossil fuel corporations here now that are actually Texas corporations, you know, and they've been.
Now they're
drilling.
That's
why we have a gang of people from Texas
here. Right.
Is because
people are they're fracking
came for that shit.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And they
they're fracking
totally
with their environment.
Like hella laws, and we're pumping millions and millions of dollars into that shit. It's crazy.
Dude. Yeah.
Disappeared.
So.
Greenwashing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. Well, even with DPS, that because I got into it with the principal of my son's school, because they were taking money from them when they were doing like goodwill pictures about what these fossil fuel companies were doing for the low-income schools.
Yeah.
DPS. And I'm like, you're doing infinitely more harm.
Just bullshit,
you know?
PR, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just the worst motherfuckers fucking shit up the most to him. Bullshit,
I'm like,
PR.
You're taking 10 G's from
the kids.
You know, yeah, I'm like, this is pennies to them.
Yeah.
And for them to have
making
little,
it look all green and
yeah.
making it look,
make,
it's
making
a
them
wrong,
look like
yeah.
they care about
well,
anybody.
Well, and the thing is,
yeah.
the ill shit was, it was PR for internally for their employees.
Mm.
To make what? Their employees okay with what they were doing. Like, look at what we're doing for the community, guys.
Right.
And it was like, it
taking
was
10 G's from the community,
like,
literally.
I don't want my kid in no commercial, like for no oil company, whatever. But they're like, it's not for commercials, it's for their internal shift to show what they're. And I was like, that's fucking
worse.
Terrible. Like, do you not listen to what you're saying? You're
yeah,
taking,
games, falsity.
Yeah. Just, I'm like, what the hell are you doing, dude? And
yeah.
That's
so that so nonetheless, that doesn't surprise me that they're at the, you know, they're giving hella money to the natural or to the Nature and Science Museum.
Yeah, and I mean the writer pointed out it was dope. It was a good article, but it's like the hypocrisy of doing it at the Nature and Science Museum.
Yeah,
you know
right,
what I mean.
Right.
Anyway,
they're not killing nature and science, and
yeah,
literally killing nature, and you're fucking
killing everything,
trying to justify it.
Yeah,
that shit's crazy. Yeah, we need to really be more conscious for a
We do, moment. And on the individual level for sure, but there's some whole, I mean, the nature, the whole structure, you know what I mean? That's the shit that's really
Right.
And we have a part in that.
Yeah. Don't buy those from those corporations that don't use, I mean, if really, we got to put our money where our mouth is. Everybody
true,
talks
true
big
indeed.
Fucking
yep.
game and and all that shit, you know. But
that's what moves all that. That's what I'm saying. It's like at the end of the day, it was about a dollar.
Compost.
Like for GPS, for the Nature and Science Museum.
Yeah.
It's about a dollar, like, because they can't get dollars from anyone else, but who's
right.
hoarding the dollars?
Right.
And
right.
it's these motherfuckers over here.
Right. When we could really put them towards the right programs. And I mean, tax these motherfuckers that are trying to use waste so much. You know, San Francisco, they put out 3 bins. And if you fill up their black bin, which is just trash, they charge you a lot of money. But if you don't fill it up, they don't charge you at all. And they have compost bins, yeah. fucking all the other bins where you can recycle and do all the whole shebang. And the less you put in there, in the actual black bin, they charge you less. So they charge you a shit ton though if you fill it up. So I think there needs to be a taxation on. It's like it's gluttony, you know. It's wastefulness. There needs to be a waste tax on people who are fucking not paying attention to their consumption and not paying attention to their footprint, you know, carbon footprint. Mm-hmm. There's not enough being said, and definitely not in our communities, you know.
Also got to be aware of your cabron footprint.
Cabron footprint. Yeah, stop being a fucking asshole. Be nice to people. Show people love. Cabron.
Cabron way. Pinche cabron.
Well, yeah, man. What you know, Joe was saying though. What's your platform? What you got? A bunch of things you're on, right, man?
I don't do nothing.
You got a bunch of stuff. Nah, you
raise my kids.
Stay tuned.
Grow tomatoes.
You got the grow tomatoes. Is that what you're doing?
Tomatoes.
What kind of tomatoes?
Some cherry tomatoes and some organic Roma tomatoes.
Roma tomatoes. Okay.
You canning anything?
Couple. Nah.
No.
Nah, because these goddamn squirrels keep taking my tomatoes.
Those little motherfuckers, huh? I know.
I shot one in the ass with my BB gun. It didn't do nothing to it, but it scared the fuck out of it. Yeah. I'm like, jump.
Yeah. Dirtbag, man.
We're came back and ate more tomatoes, goddamn it. Like,
let's get you one of them outside dogs.
Yep.
Let them live, man.
Let them live, man.
Nah, man, just the steak.
Just don't eat my tomatoes.
They just don't let you eat. They don't let you live, though, because they're eating your fucking food that you grew.
Yeah,
grew your food. Yeah, like, I'll take your ass out. Watch me eat some squirrel if I can't can me some fucking peaches. I'm going to be eating some squirrel this winter, frozen.
Hey, what's your social media, Deca?
At Deca Music. Everywhere, I think. Yeah.
Everywhere.
You think?
No, I just mean when I say everywhere.
It's on every platform that you're on.
Throughout
all the ones you're on.
All the ones of mine, yep.
Hey, we're almost out of time, though. You got any last thoughts, any last words, man?
Not really. Just appreciate you guys having me. Real fun to chop it up, and yeah.
No, that was dope. Thank you, man.
Definitely appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Blessing us, brother.
What's your social media, man?
At Stay Tuned ATB.
ATB.
Yeah.
And if you don't, damn.
Oh, if you don't, damn.
I was trying, bro, but I got some. But if you don't know, we're everywhere. Apple, Spotify.
All the platforms.
Find us everywhere.
Yeah. Down the rampart.
Anyways, we're out of here.
We're out of here.
That's a wrap.
Peace out.
Peace.